Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
94. It is WIP. We'll get right back to the phones. Let's go to, as we celebrate another Phillies win last night. Rob, you're on WIP.
Howard, for me, it's John Smoltz's broadcast sidekick, Joe Davis.
Yep.
And a lot of national media like to portray Hoskins as the team's clutch, homegrown veteran equivalent to Freddie Freeman. He's a defensive liability.
They didn't say that. I mean, Freddie Freeman is an unbelievable player.
Yes. He is, but Joe Davis does try to make Hoskins into an equivalent.
Yeah, you can't do that. I mean, Rhys Hoskins is a good guy, but you know his defense, obviously, we know is got a lot to be desired.
Or Pat Burrell, who is rarely clutch, you know. Anyway,
well, Pat Burrell wasn't a good defensive player either.
No, he actually started out as a first baseman too. Yeah. Since the front office has taken the interim tag off of Rob Thompson, that takes the Phillies out of the Joe Madden for manager sweepstakes.
Joe Madden wasn't in the sweepstakes.
Do you have a feeling where Madden's going to land?
It doesn't matter to me. I mean, I think he's a good manager, but it doesn't matter. I have no idea. I think Don Mattingly's going to lose his job. I'd rather have Don Mattingly, only because I get it. I think Joe Madden is a good guy,
and he
knows what he's doing. But managers only lose games as long as you don't lose the game, and that's the thing. As long as you don't lose the game.
You espouse that? I don't agree.
I do because you just get if pitchers are pitching well, and you get help. First of all, with the analytics, it's already dictated before a game. All right, if we get this guy to this inning, this guy's going to pitch. And then this guy's going to pitch. And they already know it before the game. You can only screw it up.
Do you think analytics dictates that Schwarber's a leadoff hitter?
Yes.
You do.
I think it's incorrect, yes, because he walks. It's a joke. It's the only leadoff hitter in the history of baseball that struck out 200 times.
Yeah. Okay.
It doesn't matter because he walks.
Yeah,
I wouldn't hit him at leadoff, but that's, analytics dictates that. What else would dictate that? There's no such thing as a cleanup hitter anymore. It's all analytics. It's just, and then you have home run hitters that hit either one or two. That's analytics. Yeah, that's what dictates that. Absolutely.
I'm old school, no doubt about it.
Yeah, and it's just, there's a lot of players that are still old school. They complain. That the former Hall of Famers complain about it every year. Like, the game is, what's happening to the game? But, the playoffs are exciting because it's the playoffs. But the reality is, you can't play these kind of games during the regular season and be excited. Because there's not enough action. There's not enough action.
That's true.
But the playoffs are exciting. There's no question they're exciting. No question.
Game would be the Ryan Howard Achilles tendon game that everyone keeps referring to.
By losing a player, you think that was a big closeout game?
No, but losing the game itself was the last days.
I'll put you in the mix, but I think that would probably be a tough one to win. All right, let's go to John. John, you're on WIP.
Hi, Howard. Thanks for having me. Big fan.
Thank you.
I just want to say, bringing back the real Philly fanatic at the beginning of the season, that was a good omen for these guys, right?
Yeah, well, there was a patent violation, copyright violation, and they had to deal with it. And the Phillies had to pay something, and they should have paid it from the beginning.
I completely agree with you. That's why.
I mean, they signed the deal. They signed the deal, and they could have bought the copyright from was Harrison Erickson, I guess, was the company. They could have bought it years ago, and they didn't do it.
Yeah, and that malpractice.
So, and you know what? And they didn't really change the Fanatic that much, anyways. It was still the Fanatic. They added a few feathers and. It was still a Fanatic, but that's not what we're worried about today. So,
very true. I'm glad that Kyle Schwarber came in. He's doing good, and I got a great Game 7 clincher game for you that hopefully can put me in the mix.
Yeah, you know, there's not a lot of Game 7s, but go ahead.
I want to bring you back to 2010, the Flyers, May 14th. They lost 3. They came back.
Yeah, I said that's out because that was part of our winning question last week, the Boston Bruins.
I'm so sorry, Howard.
Yeah, that's all right. Don't apologize. But because that was last week in another question. But that is a good one. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff, you're on WIP.
How you doing, Howard?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right. You know, before I get to the Phillies or the Eagles, I just want to say, man, people act like Joel Embiid didn't play with a broken face in the playoffs where he couldn't even see last year.
A lot of guys do that.
A lot of guys that did it.
You see guys with face masks that have broken bones in their face? Not all the time, but it's been done many times. Let's stop. Don't give him a pass for that, please. Don't give him a pass for that.
It's not a pass. It is what it is. You know?
Well, it is what it is, and other players have done it.
That guy's not a
players play hurt. The guy's got to stop.
He's a warrior.
Everybody,
you need a psychiatrist.
What's that?
You need a psychiatrist.
Well, you need reality. You need reality.
All right, let's get to some serious business, Howard. Philly today, man, go up 3-1 today. You know, you're sitting on.
They already got this thing wrapped up. Last night was the game.
Bailey Falter, though. I mean,
I know. Yeah. I know. It's a bullpen game. He's going to pitch 3 innings. It's a bullpen game.
All right.
Which is amazing to me in this day and age of baseball. Bullpen games are like a thing that, okay, well, we'll have a bullpen game. You have a bullpen game. What's the matter? You don't have more than 2 starters or 3 starters? It's ridiculous.
Well, let's wrap
it's ridiculous.
Up. And as far as the Eagles go, man, look, Tomlin is going to devise all types of things to try and contain Jalen Hurts. Confused Jalen Hurts, you know. So I'm a little bit worried. I'm not too worried, but I am a little bit worried about that game.
I'm not worried because they can't score either.
But Tomlin
Pittsburgh can't score.
But Tomlin can find a way to win a freaky game. That's what I'm just saying. You know?
Okay. Well, yeah, but I'm not worried about Pittsburgh a little bit. The Eagles will probably be. Let me see. Against Pittsburgh, they'll probably be an 8.5 to 10 point favorite next week.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, no way Pittsburgh's winning that game. I mean,
Howard asking about that action.
Well, no, I mean, it's a lot of points. All right, what's your game?
All right, closeout game?
Yeah.
Close you out.
That's not a game.
Chicago Bulls, 90 Barkley's MVP season got closed out against the Phoenix Suns.
That was a 6-game series. I remember that. I went to a couple of games in Phoenix then.
It was pretty heartbreaking.
Well, but you knew Chicago was going to win. All right, I'll put you in the mix.
All right, Chief.
All right, see ya. Let's go to Drew. Drew, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard. You know, I waited a long time to hear you cluck like a chicken on the air. I appreciated that. That was funny. That made me laugh. So good job.
Yeah,
today.
Captain Cowboy's a fraud. I mean, a stone cold fraud.
He brought it out of you, and I enjoyed that. Thank you.
Yeah. It's easy. I mean, I could play the sound. I could play a real chicken if you want. Hey, Kyle, get up a real chicken. We'll play that just to make people happy too, and dedicate it to Captain Cowboy. What else, Drew? You want to talk about the Phillies?
Yeah, I mean, look, this is great, and I don't understand why people have to, like you know, callers come after you, like, because you didn't predict it or whatever. How could you have predicted it? Why not?
I know. I was speaking reality. You know, this team was an average team going into the playoffs. That's what they were.
This,
And they won. So, you know, congratulations.
Yeah, they're rising to the occasion. It's a lot of fun to watch. The most fun runs in the postseason are the ones that you don't expect, where where the pressure isn't on and you're not feeling like, my God, they've got to do this or else it's a failure. I mean, this is a lot of fun to watch. Hopefully it continues. But I'll tell you something, Howard. Tonight's game is huge because there's not chopped liver pitching tomorrow night. You got Darvish again, and he's perfectly capable of, you know, he's had an up and down postseason career, but he's been very, very good or not so good. And depends which one you get. But
I think just with what's happening with the Phillies, all these different things that happen, they're going to the World Series. I mean, they're going to the World Series.
I hope so. But and Howard, listen, Embiid. I'm not gonna call. I'm not gonna call him a loser. I mean, that's not fair.
No, you know what he is.
He doesn't play winning basketball. Okay, play winning basketball at the crucial points in the game where he has to. And until he does that, like the other night against Milwaukee, 2 minutes ago, I forget if they were tied or down. Harden's got the ball. He's basically waiting for Embiid to do something helpful, and Embiid just floats around and then spots up for a three pointer that he clanks. I mean, he can't play like that, Howard.
I'm tired of him shooting three-pointers. I'm tired of him not being in the low post. And he really is a turnover machine. He's a terrific player. But is he a championship player? And he's not there. They don't have a leader on that team. There are no leaders. And that's a little bit. He's not a leader.
That's another
story.
You know,
so. I mean, I guess I'm by that at this point. All right.
Howard, so my closeout game, Howard, this is something that is especially great because of the game before it was so awful, and I was at the game that preceded it in 1982, Game 7 at Boston Garden. The Beat L.A. chant came out after the Sixers blew a 3-1 lead and then beat the Celtics in Game 7. That was a good one.
That was like 1980-something, right?
82, Howard.
I do remember. Did somebody already say that? Oh, somebody already said that. I'm sorry.
Oh, all right. Yeah, okay. Well, that's a good one. I'm going to defer to that choice then.
Okay.
So
all right.
I don't have another one.
All right, thank you. Thanks for the call. 215-592-9494. We'll try to get some calls in after Mark Lawrence, but we'll take a look at the weekend football, college and pro. We'll do that. We'll be back, and then we'll close it out with some more questions, comments, and chances to win that $100 gift certificate to DeBruno Brothers. Check them all out at DeBruno.com. Time now is 9:36, and here's what's happening right here at this fabulous, sensational Borgata. Now is the time. You can experience everything Borgata has to offer. You can experience the luxurious hotel rooms, the award-winning restaurants, all sensational, exciting nightlife, and big-name entertainment. All just steps away from a spacious casino filled with your favorite games. The action at Borgata Hotel Casino and Spa doesn't stop. Nope. Start planning your getaway today. Reveal your riches during Borgata's $11,111,000 Scratch It Rich promotion now through October 31st. Play your favorite slot games to earn prizes like coach watches, JBL speakers, cash, free play, and more. Plus, two lucky winners will win a 2022 Lexus RX 350 at the grand prize drawings. The next drawing will be on October 31st. It's only a week away. And you want to be there. Great people, great place, great everything. It really is the best. For additional details, check it out, theborgata.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.